Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. There have been a number of issues being dealt with at Cabinet today. Let's talk first, Micheál, about Brexit. Of course, we won't see the plans till Thursday when they're being unveiled, but the Cabinet was reviewing all the various measures and indeed the British Cabinet doing the same. We don't have much of a clue except it could be a lot of legislation. I think it's been mentioned in some cases, Micheál, 45 pieces of legislation possibly.
Up to 45 pieces possibly, yes, Sonia. No memo going to Cabinet today in relation to Brexit. That's because the Taoiseach is away at an EU conference in Austria. But we do expect at some point, I think that Cabinet meeting is still going on, that there may be an update before it concludes. And then across government tomorrow, many officials expecting a further briefing before those plans are detailed and revealed on Thursday. But of course, already outside of Cabinet, you heard accusations coming from the Fianna Fáil side today, saying that really no detail has been spelt out over the last number of weeks around a hard Brexit. And they saying the suspicion is that the government, to use Lisa Chambers' words, has put all their eggs in the deal basket, that is a Brexit deal rather than a hard Brexit taking shape. Already a spokesperson for the Taoiseach has countered on that, saying no, those plans are being made and they are being reviewed at both Irish level and EU level, and also accusing Fianna Fáil of not having a great record when it comes to attending the stakeholders forum, and they will meet again on Thursday when we should see more about the contingency plannings around a hard Brexit.
Okay, and before we talk about what else was being discussed at Cabinet today, let's listen to Fianna Fáil's Lisa Chambers on that issue of Brexit preparations this morning.
What we do know is that the 29th of March is fast approaching, and we now need to focus on our own domestic preparedness. We know for a fact that all of the government's eggs are placed in the basket of getting a deal. All of the projections for Budget 2019 are placed on the central case scenario that there would be a deal in place. My party have written to the Business Committee to ask that there be a debate in the House at the earliest opportunity to discuss these issues. I have also requested that the Taoiseach come before the House at the earliest opportunity to outline the government's preparations for all possible Brexit scenarios, including a no-deal Brexit. I think we are now beyond the point of credibility in telling citizens that everything is going to be fine, because we just don't know that. So now, for a prudent government, we need to start planning and fast-tracking those preparations. We have been given assurances by government that whilst we left at least 200 revenue and customs officials in place by the end of March of next year, in my view, that's not sufficient, that's not enough. We've been given assurances that those preparations can be fast-tracked. What we need now is for government to come before the House to outline to the Oireachtas and to our citizens exactly what contingency planning has been done, what preparations are in place, and what is Plan B if we need to enact Plan B.
Fianna Fáil's Brexit spokesperson Lisa Chambers there. Now, one thing that was happening at Cabinet, we understand, is some Fine Gael criticism of Transport Minister Shane Ross' plans for a new fine system for those driving over the speed limit, Micheál.
Yeah, I understand that this was a fairly heated conversation that took place. Of course, Shane Ross had this proposal ready last week that drivers who break the speed limit would be fined on a graduated basis up along it increasing the further over the speed limit you are. Apparently, this has caused great alarm, not just within Fine Gael, but within certain sections of the Independent Alliance as well. One source saying that Minister Ross took a kicking at Cabinet today from several Fine Gael ministers, and that his proposal now could be dead in the water before it's even got through its first stage. Of course, it will make its way to a committee now, but it was something that he was putting great focus on last week, saying that it would improve road safety considerably. But apparently it has caused alarm within political circles, that notion of people having to pay bigger fines.
One issue, and obviously we were hearing earlier about the nurses dispute, and the government will be facing a lot of pressure in the area of pay in January. But another monetary issue, the cost of the National Children's Hospital, the hospital that's to be built at the St James's site, which is reportedly going to be the most expensive hospital in the world. Again, we read reports that other ministers were a bit frosty on the idea of finding money in their budgets to help Minister Simon Harris with the overrun here.
Yeah, I think so. The government saying this is a priority. It's one of the key items, of course, that is flagged all the time when government talk about achievements and what has been delivered in recent times. That is getting the building underway for the Children's Hospital is seen as a key part of that. But the costs are going up. That's because many sections of this particular build around design and the like didn't really have a set price in place. That despite many, many warnings issued around Leinster House and especially through the Public Accounts Committee going back several years about the dangers of such an approach, but the cost moving in the last year alone from 1.1 up to 1.4 billion. Now, this was discussed, a fairly long discussion at Cabinet this morning, I understand, around the hospital issue, of course, the maternity hospital as well, and plans to at least begin constructing that up for discussion. That's because that needs to happen before the end of the year. Otherwise, the build at the St. Vincent site will be subject to new EU regulations, which would involve a redesign.
And a lot to do with, of course, in the last meeting before Christmas, the shake-up and justice and so on, the arrangements there. But the dog, I suppose, that's not barking this Christmas is the broadband one. Still no cabinet decision on the contract there.
Still no cabinet decision. That has been delayed for the moment, it seems. I suppose there is a little more ease across government at this point that the auditor's report came back and gave a clean bill of health really to the process as it has existed. Remember, before that, there was a view building that perhaps the plan would be abandoned. That doesn't seem to be the case now, but still no green light to proceed, of course, and there is only one tender in play to introduce the big radical shake-up of the broadband system across the country that ministers repeatedly say will be akin to delivering rural electrification in the 1950s.
Micheál, thank you very much indeed.